Annette, Annette, Hagen, Hagan, 12/18/77, 8/10/2022. Chief complaint: headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, morbid obesity, leg pain, leg swelling, fever, cough, and I probably have COVID. 44-year-old elementary student teacher comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 2 days, period. In the paragraph, she suffers from diabetes, hypertension, kidney stones, autoimmune disease. Patient currently taking prednisone, 5 milligram, metformin, 750, lisinopril, 20, and Humira per her rheumatologist, period. In the paragraph, COVID immunizations up to date, period. In the paragraph, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her husband, who tells her she does quit breathing from time to time. And she's on chronic prednisone therapy. Every time they try to get her prednisone down, she gets sick. And she's an elementary school teacher. Allergy, none. Family history, no breast cancer, no colon cancer, positive lung cancer, positive heart disease, positive diabetes, positive high blood pressure, no autoimmune disease. Maintenance, doesn't want to have a mammogram till she's 45. Colonoscopy is not due till she's 50. Allergy, none. Surgery, hernia surgery, knee surgery, eye surgery, medical problems as above. Medications reviewed. Again, lisinopril, Humira, metformin, prednisone. Review of system as above. 265 pounds, 97%, 99, 18, 109, 136 over 106. Patient does not have high blood pressure. Normally her blood pressure is controlled whenever she sees her regular physicians. Heart positive, some positive, some tachycardic, lungs, few ronchi, abdomen soft, but epigastric tenderness noted. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows, but positive lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash, low extremity shows a demonological non-focum. Assessment in face of COVID-19, we looked at her abdomen because of nausea and vomiting. She does have a solitary gallstones, but I think the nausea and vomiting is most likely related to her COVID. Next number, because of COVID-19 and the fact that she requires prednisone on a regular basis, we decided not to put her on Paxlovid. Instead, we gave her Z-Pak times one, prednisone 20 milligram times 5 days, then cut back to 5 milligram. Next time is come back in 3 days. Next time is chest x-ray, shows atelectasis left base, no interstitial pneumonia. Next time is abdominal ultrasound, shows gallstones and a fatty liver. Next time is morbid obesity. Next time is she does need a sleep study with enlarged right ventricle. Next time is lower extremity edema proved to be related to other issues, most likely prednisone, maybe sleep apnea, maybe thyroid issues, but no sign of DVT. Next number is upper arm pain, not related to DVT or PVD, especially in face of COVID-19. Next number is add baby aspirin. Next number is add vitamin D. Next number, renal Doppler studies within normal limits in face of autoimmune disease. Next number, soft tissue shows lots of lymphadenopathy in her neck. Next number, thyroid examination reveals a 0.8 by 0.3, 0.5 centimeter thyroid cyst on the right side, which needs to be rechecked in 3 months. Discussed with patient. Next one's pelvic ultrasound was benign. Next one's echocardiogram shows tachycardia with a right, enlarged right atrium, most likely related to sleep apnea and mitral and regurg, mitral and tricuspid regurgitation. Next number is no sign of aortic aneurysm noted. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.
She didn't get an injection, did she?